Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 43 after, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, celebrating 15 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. Started in this month, 1997, and we've been rocking and rolling ever since. Live broadcasts, over 1,000 live interviews every year. 2,700 podcasts are produced from the show that we do live on the radio every year. So check us out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. After the show, you can go listen to individual segments of all of our guests, and we've been doing that now for a long time. So check all that out. Don't forget to check out our 13th anniversary newsletter. You can subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon. John Fox is our good friend and longtime original founding Brain Trust member. John's our tax expert. And our income tax reform expert is one of the things he does for us. John is the author of If America Has Really Understood the Income Tax. He's trying to promote income tax reform around the world. In fact, John, you're recommending people in other parts of the world take on the U.S. model, aren't you?
Well, only if we want to make them crazy. I do believe that. I like the idea of an individual income tax. I think it should be a far simpler, fairer system, and I'm certainly arguing for that. I don't like the unduly complicated system. I think we can bring down tax rates, in fact, if we broaden the tax base, which is part of the negotiation today.
Right. Well, that's something that I think, one of the things that I think is ironic about this election, John, is I believe that the Obama administration and his friends in Congress are actually going to be the enemy of broadening the tax base. I think you would have had a greater chance of getting a broader tax base reform plan under a President Romney than you will under President Obama. What do you think?
Well, it's an interesting thing because Obama has put himself in a bit of a bind because he cannot broaden the tax base and keep tax rates where they are for the bottom $250,000, the people in the bottom, 97%. He's mm-hmm. sworn that he won't raise any of their tax rates mm-hmm. or taxes. So that means that you can't broaden their tax base, deprive
that's
them of
exactly right.
the rest.
That's exactly right. So you can, and John, you're the godfather of this notion that you can't have real reform without broadening the base.
I think that in terms of the immediate debate, which is really over the top 3%, people earning over the $250,000 or $200,000, he can argue for broadening the base, and I'm actually drafting an op-ed on that. So he could begin there. But ultimately, for real tax reform, and I think this is what Romney would have done in some form, you need to look at the entire electorate because there are a lot of people who have under $250,000 of income who pay very little taxes. There are others with under $250,000, say $200,000 of income, and they pay a lot of taxes. So
right.
That's a very
let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If a person isn't paying any tax, and we now broaden the base, we successfully broaden the base so that they're now contributing some kind of income tax because they are working. They're not on welfare. They're working. These are people who have a job, who have full-time employment, and enough income that they should be paying taxes. Are you really raising their taxes if you just ask them to pay taxes?
No, let me see if
that's not too much of a technicality, is it?
No, but I agree with this is how I would phrase it, and it may be the way you would phrase it. First of all, I believe that equals should pay equally. So that's the first proposition. Everybody with similar income, similar household size,
right.
for the most part, should pay equally, regardless of how they spend their money. And secondly, I think everybody who has the ability to pay something, That is, who are not, you know, desperately, who are not poor or mm-hmm. who be forced into poverty, they ought to pay something. And I think we've gotten away from that. But you'd be surprised at the number of husband and wife and two kids who pay almost nothing with yeah. substantial income as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's not right. And John, let me tell you something. You're from your mouth to God's ears, because this at this moment, we are at a moment in time in America where we're very near to tipping over to where over half of Americans are taking from the government, and less than half will be contributing to the government. Don't we need to fix this before that happens?
Yeah, we need to be able to. I mean, first of all, the workers who pay substantial Social Security and Medicare taxes are paying into the government. But I do believe that we don't need to exempt 47% in order to have a fair income tax. A lot of those people could pay something.
Yes.
And I believe they should.
But will there be will the Obama administration and the Democrat leadership have the will to do that?
I don't think in this first round they will. I don't think they can.
Say the first round, okay, so the first round will be when? It's next year?
Yeah, no. I think that Obama is really pushing hard to avoid the fiscal cliff by having some significant changes in the laws.
But he wants it all to come from the rich people.
First of all, I don't like the word rich. By the way, I'm sure you don't either. Somebody earning $260,000 may not be rich.
They're not. If they're small business owners, they're not. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of people who have earned that 1 year or 2 years, but they have huge debts and the rest.
Right.
So I object to.
When would the second round happen?
Well, I think it's, you know, nobody knows what's really happening, but I think Obama has the leverage to say, look, if you want to go off the fiscal cliff by denying the bottom 98 or 97% the Bush tax cuts, then mm-hmm. you Republicans are going to have to take responsibility.
Yeah.
So I think that's his leverage. So
right.
he'll get something in this first round, but they'll kick part of it forward.
Hold on, John. I'm going to come back. We're going to talk about this some more with John Fox. After these messages, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.